Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Our chat with Troy Murray, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Troy, welcome to the afternoon news.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me
on. Usually I'm just waving to you. I'm waving to you down the hall when you're getting ready for the broadcast.
Exactly.
Since this is home ice now these days. So Kevin McDonough from the sales office sent me a story from almost exactly 30 years ago today, January 30th, 1991, about a game you played in Vancouver where you got hit with a puck and swallowed part of your dental plate.
Lesson learned, never fix your teeth until you're done playing hockey. I had all my lower teeth knocked out, so I had a six-tooth bridge in the front, and
yeah.
I had it in, and I got hit with the puck right below the bridge, right on my lower lip, and it popped my bridge out into my throat. Long story short, I ended up
swallowing. You take all the time you need with this one.
So I'm on the ice, my mouth is bleeding, trainer comes out, puts a towel over my mouth because he just thinks I'm cut, but he realizes that something else is going on here, and it's serious. And I can't talk to him because at that point, my bridge had popped into my throat.
Oh.
So I was kind of choking and gagging, and blood was coming out from the cut lip and everything. So the paramedics came out, the doctors came out, they put me in a stretcher, wheeled me off to the hospital, and I just walked in from outside. I was still in my hockey equipment, so they had to stitch up my lip. They took x-rays, and so the doctor comes in, and he puts the x-ray up on the wall, and my teeth are smiling at me from my stomach.
Oh, my God.
On the ambulance trip on the way from the rink to the hospital, I swallowed my teeth. So the doctor says to me, and he has a sense of humor, he goes, well, we got to get those out of there. He says, we can do one of two things. He says, you can either pass them. And I'm sitting there in my hockey stuff with fat lips and stitches, and I'm kind of going, what? And he goes, nah, you don't want to do that. We're going to have to go in and get them. So they stick a hose down my throat, took up my teeth, put them in a little jar and gave them to me and sent me home.
Now, in that article I read, that would have been it was Monday night. You were playing next on Friday in Edmonton, and you told the reporters that you were going to play on Friday in Edmonton. Did you play that game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was nothing. It was just a fat lip. And again, lesson learned. I think I played the rest of the year with no bottom teeth, and that's just the way it works. Now, the funny part of the story, and there's a funny part of the story. So I'm sitting in the emergency room, and this is in Vancouver, and I'm from Western Canada, from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, and my cousin, a girl, walks into the emergency room, and she looks at me, and I'm going, what are you doing here? Because I can't speak. And she goes, your mother's a little worried. Because it was on TV in Western Canada. My parents were watching it, and nobody knew. Pat and Dale were doing the broadcast, and, you know, they just rushed me off the ice on the stretcher. Nobody knew what was going on.
Right.
The entire building was you know, deathly quiet, and there was no word. I mean, there's no way to get any word to what was going on.
Right.
So my mother called my aunt, who lives in Vancouver. She had my cousin go, and it was the second hospital because you couldn't call a switchboard or anything. There's no cell phones. So she went into the second hospital, which was near the rink, found me, and then called my mom and said, you know, he's okay.
He's got no teeth, but he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He just swallowed his teeth.